10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Another case that's still getting a lot of comments here, and since we're doing Q&A this morning, drop them. The crash, Mackenzie Shirilla, two boys are dead. Dominic Russo was 20, Davion Flanagan, 19. Mackenzie Shirilla drove 100 miles an hour into a brick wall, and a judge called her literal hell on wheels. But our audience isn't just asking about Mackenzie anymore. Netflix, of course, put the parents on camera. The prison calls are public. The question that keeps coming back isn't about guilt. It's about who spent 17 years building the person who got behind that wheel. And a lot of your questions are focused on the parents. We've talked about the parents in depth, but we'll do another round of it right here. Feel free to drop them into the comment section wherever you're watching us on the live right now, or if you're watching the replay, go ahead and drop them. This conversation is far from over. Robin Drake, of course, with us, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's go with this one. Steve Shirilla went on Netflix and said he didn't have a problem with his daughter smoking weed. He said, if you're going to smoke a drug, that's the one you should take. He was teaching at a Catholic elementary school. And I think the thing that everyone goes to, how do you say that on camera and not see what happens next? Dawn on YouTube had that one. Because I don't think he makes good decisions. And that's the answer, Robin.
It just says it all right there. I mean, his lack of understanding of cause and effect in any aspect of life, it's just such a supreme arrogance to think that you're smarter and better than absolutely everyone around you, the people that employ you, the police, the public, you name it. You know, that is a person living in a huge self-centered, self-righteous methodology. And so what do our kids learn? Our kids learn from our behaviors how to interact with the world around us. And if your daughter thinks you're a successful person because X, Y, and Z, they're going to do exactly the same behaviors that you do because they think it's a successful path in life. And that's why the adage, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So that was just, again, emotional intelligence. Part of emotional intelligence is understanding our impact on others and how that affects them. And this person is completely oblivious to what cultural and societal and norms at the place that employs you expect you to do.
Another thing with that, I'm going to add in where he talked in the doc about when she was being abhorrent to the school staff, saying horrible things to her teachers, being extremely disrespectful. I mean, just, you can't do that in school. And the school, they call her out. She's at the principal's office. He shows up and says basically, and I looked at her and asked her, did you do it? And she said, no. And I said, come on, let's go. And I picked her up and we got out of there, because I know she didn't lie. Despite the school staff all like, this is the shit your daughter just pulled. He's not holding her accountable in any way, shape or form, going, I believe you, and going with it. I mean, what is that? Is that narcissism? Because narcissists so often see their children as extensions of themselves, not as their own individual people. And if he sees himself as kind of being, I can break the rules and kind of do what I want to do, he's going to view her the same sort of way as the extension of himself and not accepting the consequences to any sort of actions. I'm wondering if that says more about him, not wanting to accept reality, accept consequences that come along with having a daughter that's out of control, because that would mean his parenting is out of control. And that's how, rather than deal with it, it's just, nope, not true, walk away.
That's just an ego out of control. That is a massively inflated self, sense of self, which again, sense of self, understanding of self, that is emotional intelligence. He is bottoming out on EQ. He's got zero because think about it. There's five elements that make up someone's emotional intelligence: our knowledge of self, our knowledge of others, our impact on others, problem solving capabilities, and how we handle stress and decision making. Think about all those five factors. Where's he at on all of them? Zero. but that's that huge self-centered ego. That was made by someone as well. His arc in his life would be really interesting to look at. And here's where it becomes a massive problem. His loving critic, his wife, feeds it.
Yeah. You know, they all feed it. It's like it's a toxic swamp.
It is.
Shit.
And that's why when you hear and listen to all the prison calls, it's a family maelstrom of self-centered chaos, because they keep feeding each other. There's no loving critic that says, hey, maybe you should take a breath. Maybe go out and walk and touch some grass, because you all are so full of shit that you're believing it. And they all have fallen in love with their own voice. They all think everyone else in the world is out to get them. They're total 100% victim mentality, because in their own world, there is no other victim but them. That's why they're incapable of showing any sort of remorse, except just words, no emotion. Again, that incongruence between words, actions, and deeds that gives you that creepy something's off feeling is because they don't feel what they're saying when they even say anything regarding the victim's families and the loss of life that their daughter caused. She's the victim. They're coming after her. They're coming after us. Shame on them. We can now be life coaches because we understand how life works. What the fucking hell? My sidebar. And if anyone's ever wondering if we're living in some sort of simulation, this is proof we might be. Because this can't be real. These people are a program. How can this human being even exist in this world? They are such nutters.
I 1000% agree. What is your take on this, Robin, like from a behavioral standpoint? And I'm curious, have you seen this, you know, in your professional work? The family developed their own secret language to communicate. I remember the first time I heard the prison calls between mom and Mackenzie, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I thought like the audio was off. I thought I was having a stroke for a second. I'm like, what are they saying? I can't understand a word that's being said. And it's like, oh, they're speaking in like pig Latin or something. But it's like their own little, you know, Shirilla language that they came up with to get around monitoring. Well, prosecutors figured it out because, surprise, surprise, the fake language that Mackenzie, Shirilla, and mom figure out is not that hard to decode. It doesn't need like a Nazi box to get through. what do you make of that? The fact that they made up a fake language to try and get around monitoring on a recorded line.
So, sorry.
I know, nobody's going to think that's weird.
Well, you just got, so here's how my brain works on these things. Well, that's not the first time they did that. So
yeah.
What caused them to do this many years ago?
Yeah, good question.
They have been talking shit around other people their entire lives. As a matter of fact, they probably got caught at one point talking their shit about people, and they got called out on it. So what did they do? They came up with a way to talk shit around people and no one understood what the hell they're saying, so they could keep talking shit. That's exactly what that is. And when you combine that with some, you know, because you hear twins sometimes, when twins develop their own language because they're so closely bonded, you know, so people want to feel special. They want to feel closer. We're going to have our own special language. And our own special language is for what? It's not for love. It's so we can talk shit about you right in front of your face and you have no idea what we're saying. I mean, it's, again, fall in love. They fell so in love with their own voice. They made up their own voice.
That's true. God, It's just, yeah, welcome to the simulation.
It didn't just happen. Things like that just don't happen. It happens on an arc. No one says, all right, I'm going to prison. Oh, shit, we got to quickly develop our own language so we can talk behind people's back on an open line. No, it's been done for years. I really wonder the first time they came up with this idea. You know this mouthy little group that thinks they're better than everyone else was talking shit all the time, because it's what everyone at school said what a bully she is. Everyone at school says how mouthy she is. Where do you think that came from? It just didn't pop out of her mouth one day. Her mother and her have been talking shit about everyone their entire lives, and they had to come up with their own language because they couldn't control themselves in public spaces. That's why they did it.
God.
And they're still doing it because prison's a public space, and they're still doing it. They're incapable.
And I guess it's so fascinating because it's about as stupid as going at 100 miles an hour into a brick wall. Doing this on a recorded line, the fact, like, there's no thought of consequence. There's, like, no equation that someone is going to look at this and go, what the F was that? Like, and then figure it out. It's almost as if I'm going to do this and no one is going to be the wiser, no matter what. Yet everyone keeps being the wiser. I'd love to know more of the history of this family and their social interactions with society, because I can only imagine the horror stories and the tornado of life that all three of these people have been to anyone unfortunate enough to have crossed their paths.
Well, you know what they are, because the dad said it right on camera. You know, he can say whatever he wants because I'm smarter than everyone else. And she's doing exactly the same thing. And so she picked it up from him because he thinks he's smarter than everyone else. You know, regardless of what school rules, school policy or anything else is, I think it's okay for my daughter to smoke pot. And you know what? I don't care if I'm teaching elementary school at your school. I'm smarter than you. You can't fire me. Oh, shit. You fired me? Huh. I'm still smarter than you. Screw you. I mean, see what I mean?
It's so. Yeah. I mean, it really is quite simple at the end of the day.
They're idiots.
This is a case where, it's all it is. It's a family of self-centered narcissists, and this is what you grow. It's a family of weeds.
They grew her.
Yeah.
It's a family of weeds. There you go. I like that.
It is. And it's a family of weeds. It's like you have your garden spots, like, there's flowers growing here. Like, oh, it's a bunch of shitty weeds.
And here's, now going back to the thing that really matters, and that's the victims. You saw, again, we only saw what we saw on the special on Netflix. You saw Dom and his entire family recognizing, get away, get away, get away. I mean, yeah. I've had my own family members, you know, deal with some really crazy people. And you're like, dude, we don't do crazy. You know, that's literally the phrase in our family all the time. We don't do crazy. I don't do crazy people. And crazy is that. When I see a wobble of something deviating from the norm baseline of what you would expect healthy people to do, I mean, Tony, we're friends, you know, Todd, all of us, you know, we just stayed the fuck away from crazy.
Yeah.
And he was trying to, but she had the levers, man. She was using, again, this is how this whole thing happened. She used that lever of fear. She discovered I can scare the shit out of people into doing what I want in that car until she decided to go way too far and kill them all, except for herself.
And unfortunately, the reality is empathetic people are quite often drawn into crazy because they're trying to save it. They're trying to help it.
Yep.
I've had my own track record of that relationships, and thank God I'm not into that anymore.
I'm allergic to stupid too. Okay. Yeah,
but I get it. I mean, I get it, but having, once I got some reps in that, once I had reps in experiencing the crazy, you're like, cause I think a lot of empathetic people don't realize the depths as to just how crazy some people can be, unless you're a big fan of true crime or have lived a little bit of life.
Well, and also when you start getting healthier people around you, so the difference in feeling you have, I mean, just look at our friendship, you know, our crew here at Hidden Killers. We are a great, wholesome, empathetic group. And when you have that, now that you have a contrast between what you thought was love, caring compared to this, you're like, holy shit. There's you can recognize it so far out because it's way out there. You see a wobble way out, 1,000 miles in distance, man, it doesn't even cross your mind anywhere. So far out there. And as people start walking towards it, you can say, hey, no, don't go over there. It's Nutterville over there. You just grab them. You know, here's our society right here. Don't go near crazy. But you only know it if you have context. Again, everything's a dichotomy. Crazy and nutters and non-crazy. And so you only know it if you experience it.
I agree, because it creates that baseline of what is normal and what is not. And once you start saying it, we're going to do a merch store very soon, by the way. I said, I think I don't do crazy would be a good shirt along with Nutterers. You know, maybe like one each side. I don't know. I just thought of that as we were talking.
And don't be an abhorrent, abhorrent conglomeration of DNA goo or whatever it was.
So we'll have to go back and get that made up. I can only imagine the graphic we can make for that.
A bucket of goo is all you are, man. You're just in a bucket of abhorrent DNA.
Of rejected. Well,
all because I refuse to call you a human being.
I love it.
Rate. You just don't rate.
All right. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, wherever you're watching or listening right now. We'd love for you to weigh in and be sure to press subscribe wherever it is you're listening or watching, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it may be. Hit subscribe so you don't miss anything and take us along with you. Also, Robin's latest book, It's Not All About Me. It is available wherever you get books. Leave a review for this on Amazon or Audible or wherever you're getting it. Very much appreciated.
And thank you for joining me in my camper. I'll be in here all week long. We're visiting my son, and that's why I wore my Bucky's t-shirt. We stopped on the way down. We're down in South Kekalake.
Have you tried any of the food at the Bucky's? Have you gone in and experienced the gourmet delights of the Bucky's?
So yes, my wife is a lover of all things sugar, so we do always have fudge that we pick up from there. I got a brisket taco that's actually sitting in the fridge because I eat pretty healthy, really healthy, and so I'll only have like I'm one of these annoying people. I'll have like a bite or two and I'll put it back in the fridge for a couple days.
in moderation there. They have delicious, the Bucky's nuggets are pretty good.
Yes,
the little
corn puff things.
Yeah.
Yes, I do like Bucky's nuggets. Definitely Bucky's nuggets. So here's a sad thing, sad and great thing. So I live in an area, I live in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and we literally have a brand new Bucky's going in about 10 miles from my house.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
Not a lot of people do.
So I live right in between. We got a new water park that's going in Kalahari just south of us, and we got Bucky's going in just north of us. And so we got a great destination video.
Kalahari is pretty amazing. I know the people who own that started in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
I did a video years ago on another podcast, another show called The Taste Spot. Went around, did travel and food videos, and did a weekend at Kalahari in the Dells. Amazing place and really nice. I don't know if that family still owns it or if it's expanded
out.
It's
still the family. Actually, I'm friends with the guy who's now the chief of security there. So here's what we got to do. We got to get Crime Con so that we might entertain
fun.
Get Crime Con and go to Kalahari. I might show up now.
Do it at a water park. Yeah, I think that would be a fun place for. I go if it was at a Kalahari. I would totally do that. All right, there you go. It wasn't an advertisement for Bucky's in Kalahari, but in case you're wanting a great vacation,
just keeping it real,
you can hit a Bucky's and a Kalahari close to Robin now. So
that's right.
There you go. All right, your thoughts, like I said, in the comments. We will talk again soon. Until next time, for Robin, for Todd, and myself, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.